Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's exhausting just ticking off Twyla Tharp's achievements. At 78, she's created more than 150 dances for her own company, as well as the New York City Ballet, Paris Opera Ballet, the Danish Ballet, and Baryshnikov. Here's part of the score for Push Comes to Shove. Tharp's also choreographed the films Hair and Amadeus, won a Tony for the Billy Joel musical Moving Out, picked up two Emmys, a MacArthur Fellowship, and been inducted into the American Academy of Arts and Letters. So, she will no doubt find some comfortable laurels on which to rest, right? Oh, wrong. When Twyla Tharp is waiting for something like a subway, she'll go over dance routines with subtle movements. Dancers call it marking. She says we mere mortals can take the stairs, jump rope, the most efficient way back from injury. Take up space, dancers call it amplitude, stride into a meeting, and push against things, meaning isometrics, but also push back against the notion that getting older obligates you to recede. Twyla Tharp's new book is Keep It Moving, and she's at NPR's New York studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can we start with an isometric, put our palms together?
I think that better than your palms together, which is resisting yourself, find another object, anything, a wall, the floor, and just push as hard as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can. It's a resistance exercise. It's the basis upon which all calisthenics operates, and it is, as you indicated, a measure of the simple fact that you will find obstacles no matter what age you are, but that the body, if it's tended, is going to do better with those obstacles than if you just let it go its own way and hang out in a corner somewhere and not exercise.
Just sit in a heap. Well, I just did push against my desk and felt my stretch my calves. I did put my palms together in front of me and pushed, stood up straighter. It made me pull in my stomach muscles too.
Excellent. Very good. See there?
These little moves count.
Of course they do. The little moves become big moves and big moves become little moves, right? I think that's one of the problems a lot of folks wait for when they know exactly how to do something or when they're an expert or competent. The bad news is you will never be, so you might as well start somewhere like here and now.
We love that phrase. You also talk about, I think you were a very young dancer and you went to audition for the Rockettes. And they tell you to smile?
They say, young lady, you really dance very well, indicating you can have this job, but could you smile? And indicates to me that really I don't want that job. That to me is an imposition on what one really has of your own, which is your intention. What is your intention? Now, it is also true the Rockettes are in the business of entertainment, and that for the most part, their public will rather see happy people on stage than not happy people on stage, okay? Somehow at a young age, I did not understand those dense, complicated maneuvers and just decided this was not a life that I wanted to pursue. It was up to everybody else on their own time to figure out whether they wanted to smile or not. Right. I was not going to tell them that.
Right. Well, lucky us that you walked out of that room, although I would give anything to see you as an unsmiling Rockette. That would have been just
that
great.
That would be good, like, right in the middle of the line, right? Oh, God.
That would have been great. You know, I loved this. I find myself, even when I'm sitting still, doing different things. But what about people who are aging and are in pain or are afraid? You've had a fall at very, I would say, late in life for a dancer. You had your first serious injury, I think at 69, going up on toe, broke your metatarsal. But, you know, sometimes that's the thing that, you know, people as they age, they say, I'm going to stop moving so I don't do that again.
Well, if you stop moving, chances are you will do that again. The thing that I find and have always found is you want to know what your body can do. You don't want to ask of it something that it's incapable of, but the only way to know what you can do is to try. So the notion of, say, pushing back, of the isometrics, anybody can do this. Yeah. There may not be a great deal of strength in the body. There may be a lot of pain in the body, but the body can still move against itself and have some indication that it is alive, mm-hmm. and that from there it can move forward.
Yeah. Some of the exercises, they feel like yoga classes. You know, you put your arms up and then you flop over and then you swing your arms to one side and the other. You say it doesn't have to be that. It can be illustrate yourself, jut a hip out when you're talking to somebody, or bring up your leg and slap it, expanding your space as you get older instead of pulling back in.
Look, I say it in many different ways, many different times in the book. We're lazy. We all are lazy. It's a part of being a human being. And it takes an effort. It takes a conscious effort to continue moving forward and to demanding a little more space than taking a little less space. Okay, it's a crowded bus. You got to be careful about the elbows and people are packed in. That's a different thing. But you don't want to get frozen in that position, and you get in a bus that isn't so crowded, then you can expand. But we forget to do that. Yeah. Our bodies have remembered the course of least resistance. Work less. No, work more.
It's not just the physical. There's, just the openness that is being. You say, pick a friend, share something that will either fascinate or instruct the other every day, a daily miracle. It's also about movement towards friendships and people.
Yes, I think that the key word here is generous, that there's a generosity of spirit that wants to share, that does not see hoarding or possessing as an ultimate / goal, but that the business of sharing is ever ongoing.
Generosity towards younger people, too. Make sure you don't...
Yes, even yeah. them. Yeah. Even them, yes.
That you don't present yourself as knowing it all, even though as Twyla Tharpe, you may know a heck of a lot about your field.
Yes, but it's wise to assume that you still have something to learn.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and plan. You reference climber Alex Honnold. We spoke with him. He's, of course, the subject of the movie Free Solo. They won the Oscar. And when he climbs these free climbs without ropes or anything, he plans every single step of the way. I mean, it sounds like you're just saying be mindful.
Mindful is a big word.
Yeah.
Planning is perhaps more mundane and pragmatic. It's simply having the nerve to visualize the endpoint you want to accomplish, not accepting that it might fail, assume, no, it is going to be as I see it, and then visualize every single move that is going to be necessary to accomplish that.
Well, and as you say, we're basically lazy. Or maybe some people are thinking, really, really keep moving? I was looking forward to not moving as I got older, but...
No, yeah. You're not.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
you
not.
Might be, but forget it. You have to do it. You know, there's a friend came this morning, and they were having a little difficult time, and said, oh, I don't feel so well. I feel this, I feel that, I feel. I go, forget it with the feeling. Go do. Go do something. Do will soon replace the emptiness of feeling and being out of control. Feelings are out of control. And go do something. You know, go wash a pan. Go grow a plant.
And when all else fails, put on John Philip Sousa. Do you still put on John Philip Sousa marches when you wake up?
Well, I perhaps give myself like 8 minutes before I put it on.
Really? And then you, John Philip Sousa, you start moving and marching to him.
Well, yeah, I don't do that 7 days a week. I do it maybe like 2 days a week.
What a great idea.
Right.
Again, I'd like to be a fly on that wall. Twyla Tharpe, what is it that keeps you moving?
Curiosity. I'm curious. I find nothing to be worse than the restlessness that comes of feeling bored. So I keep wanting to ask even very small questions. It's part of the notion that no pledge becomes a goal, that a pledge is an ongoing pursuit, and that it's accepted that, guess what, you're never going to win. You're going to be always on the pursuit of winning, but it will never happen to you. You will never have to be a winner, because then, actually, ironically, in a way, when you win, you're done and you're dead. So, just keep working towards the goal, but never expect nor accept that it's been accomplished.
Twyla Tharpe, her book is Keep It Moving, Lessons for the Rest of Your Life. Twyla, thank you so much.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you.
And Sousa's Mother Hubbard March, conducted by the over 80-year-old Keith Bryan. There may be something to this Sousa thing. Everybody move. It's here now.